ready because here come two mics.
Ah, we got two phone calls. Are you running the board? Because I don't have mine set up here. Never oh, wait. I know where it goes. Get rid of this, right? Wisco Paul? All right, you can go back to the board now, Prudy. Wisco Paul, how you like the music today? You almost got half a song in.
It's kind of from my era, Pizza Box. Hey, Michael, I got an issue that ties into the environment, I think, but my understanding is one-third the growth in Wisconsin is in Dane County, the Madison area, if you will. And we need new lines drawn to stop the gerrymandering in this state. Because that ties into the environment, because the GOP just doesn't seem to care about the environment, clean water, clean air, wildlife, and on it goes. And also, they don't seem to care about the virus either. So somewhere along the line, if we don't get new lines and you kind of even up things here in the Senate and the Assembly, I don't see anything getting done. You could tie this in however you want to. First of all, do you think there's any chance we're going to get some kind of fair lines? And do you think if we can't keep having GOP rule where the governor is just, he can't do anything, really? The people, they just don't care. I don't know how to explain this best, but that's my opinion. The GOP does not care about the environment. So anyway, with Pete, you have a great show, Fastest Following Radio. Thanks for taking my call.
And I'm really glad, Wisco, that you brought that up, because I was just telling Crudy how my best friend was on me about gerrymandering before I come in. And it's true. It is the scourge of the state. How else do you explain that, you know, the Republicans getting, what, 46% of the vote and Democrats getting 54 or whatever, 44 and 56, and yet they get like 60% of the seats? Well, yeah, you know, and they got it down. But we knew the map. Look at the maps before they gerrymandered. It'll blow people's minds to see how they shifted districts. And it looks like somebody just took a paintbrush and just spattered different colors on it. Because they're not even in the same region, some of them. It just, yeah, like different. You just never saw anything like that. And do I think anything's going to happen? Not until we get it on the ballots to vote it out everywhere. And I don't think we've got enough to do that. And people are stupid, man. They really are, you know. Stupid can't be fixed. It can be blocked, man. That's all I can say. And so the only way to block it is to physically block it with ourselves. And we have to join up with other people all around to bring this to an end. I mean, I know there's enough of us that agree that the environment is in danger and we need to protect it, but you can't just go home and turn on all the devices that are continuing to contribute to it. That's why the electric cars and stuff, I'm awesome with all this stuff happening. But then, you know, everybody's there to point out, oh, then you got all these batteries. And yeah, you're right. You know, there's really no way to stop humans from wanting their dose of heavy doses of entertainment and convenience. Just lazy. I walk over to all over town now. I'll walk over to my friend's house and they'll be like, you walked over here? Do you need a ride? No. I'm trying to just like add a few more months onto my time, but it's fun to go walking, and then you get to think, and you look around, and that's when you really start to, you have to look at it first. You can't just keep turning away from it, and too many of us are willing to just turn away from the issues, right? You got somebody else on here?
You got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, what's happening today?
Hey, well, there's some of us hunters that actually do care about the environment, and, you know, that do what we can. You know, that my neighbor has found over 100 monarch eggs in my little flower beds there, and I've just released 3 butterflies this morning. So, but I'm sitting up in a tree stand in the fall, and hopefully this year I'll be able to get out again, because I've missed a couple of years. I've always been hanging a little bird feeder next to me. Now the chickadees come and visit me, you know, all day and observe the environment, see what's going on. And as far as the wolf hunt goes, you know, I agree with you that the way that they're doing it is just ridiculous. I mean, that when they have, if they would have had a sensible, biologically confirmed wolf hunt, but I don't know that this is necessarily how they should be doing it. It is just ridiculous that what happened this spring, because the number of permits, you're not supposed to get, you know, hit that number right away with the permits of the issue like that. It's supposed to be, I don't know what the numbers are, but I mean, it just is, you know, it's sad to see what's going on. But when you mentioned the burning of the environment, you should read a book called 1491, and it's about pre-Columbian, what was going on here prior to European contact. And the Indians were actually managing the lands here in North America, as well as what they're doing in South America. And I mean, they're burning off, you know, woodlands and, you know, instead of keeping the prairie going, because, or keeping up more of a savanna type arrangement in some places, because that's where they're able to raise their crops and hunt their game. It wasn't just a passive thing with them in the environment. I mean, they were living with their environment, managing their environment with the tools that they had, because, of course, they didn't have steel or even bronze. You know, they were, you know, the Stone Age is kind of, you know, they were Stone Age, but or Copper Age is the case to me, but it wasn't that they were without tools and didn't know how to use the tools that they had at hand. I mean, their obsidian arrowheads were as sharp as anything they produced with steel. I mean, for the hunting, I mean, their farming techniques, using like the Three Sisters technique, is how they, you know, managed to grow corn, beans, and squashes.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, I got to tell you, we're going to go to a break soon, but we've got the Stone Age back in our assembly in Wisconsin, don't we? I mean, that kind of thinking. Haven't developed very far. But here's what I say about the wolves. I don't want any of them killed. I don't know what it is with me. I guess it's like shooting a dog, since that's where all our dogs came from, right? I just don't agree with it. There's other ways to manage, like we do with our pets, man. If we have to, why not neuter and spay them? Why not stop infringing on their environment and screwing it up? And this is what... You guys like to hunt, huh? You kill all the wolves... You aren't going to want to eat a deer from Wisconsin. It'll be nasty, man. Who do you think takes care of our environment? The wolves do a better job than people do. They've never done anything but be the heart of nature. And it destroys me that we're going through this. But no, I don't say we shoot any of them. I say we do something about it and stop this crazy hunt.